Hey, it's Frank Grillo, also known as Crossbones, and you're listening to my favorite Game Fix show.
Spider-Man here.
Hey, what's up? This is Dave Fennoy.
Hey, guys. This is Ashley Birch.
This is Master Daniel Piscina.
You're listening to the Game Fix Podcast.
Welcome to Game Fix Podcast.
And you're listening to the Game Fix Show.
I listen to the Game Fix Show, you know, to make me feel better about myself, about the world.
All right, partner. You know what that is.
Let's go, Payday! Payday!
Hello, welcome to another edition of the podcast. I am Spanish.
And I am Verlaine. Make sure to check out our website, gamefixshow.com, and our weekly stream of our weekly recorded podcast right here if you're not, facebook.com/gamefixshow.
There's a couple places you could find us. Gamefixshow.com is probably the easiest. You could see pretty much everything you need to see on that website. There is our social media on the top right hand corner. There's also our Patreon, and we are I'm putting it together, and we're going to do it again just like we do it every year. We have to do the Game Fix Awards because the so we'll do that the week of the actual video game awards, and which means that if you're a Patreon or a close friend of the show, because that's kind of like thinking how to do it, you'll be able to vote. You'll be able to vote for the actual candidates, and you'll get the results right here on the show. Mm-hmm. Fun. Yeah. So we'll be looking forward to that about a month from now. That's when that's going to happen. So, okay. Anyway, there's a lot on the show that we got to get to. We're unfortunately going to talk about Activision Blizzard. But there's a lot going on this week, and it's all very kind of unfortunate and disgusting. That's something that's easily said. I got some Black Friday deals. This Friday. And then some news about Xbox's backward compatibility games.
My favorite part about them.
That isn't necessarily good news, but we will get to that. So, all right. Before we do that, let's talk about what we've been playing. I will go. How about that? I'll go first. Okay. First thing, I'm still Guardians of the Galaxy. I've been really into it. It's fun. It's like hilarious, actually. Like, I play it and I just laugh. It's a really fun game. It's pretty difficult. But it's pretty rewarding, like, you know, once you get past the hard level or whatever. It's good. It's really good. At this point, I would probably give it like a 9 out of 10. Like, I'm really liking this game a lot. Yeah.
And you don't like the Avengers. Like, it,
well, it's a different game. It's a completely different game, dude. It might be Marvel characters, but Marvel's Avengers is not like Guardians of the Galaxy.
It's still
you gotta play. It doesn't matter though. It is nothing like that game. Yeah, it is nothing. Yeah. Like, you don't level up or anything like that. You know, it's just like a real game.
Like, it should have been. Like, the Avengers should have been. Like, all the superhero games of yesteryear.
Yeah. We don't need to level up a superhero. They're already high level. It doesn't make any sense to me. So, whatever. But I digress. So, yes, I've been playing a lot of Guardians of the Galaxy. And I downloaded on Game Pass. I was kind of excited to see it. I downloaded San Andreas. Grand Theft Auto, excuse me. Grand Theft Auto San Andreas. And I got to tell you, dude, I miss that game.
Yeah.
I really do miss that game. And of course, one of the funny things that I heard was...
shit. Here we go again.
I was like, yes.
Here we go again.
And I actually recorded it, so I might use it for something. Who knows, but whatever.
Cool.
I've played a few hours of it, and it's actually more difficult than I remember. You know, obviously, because, you know, we've had a lot of... advances, if you will, in video games. It plays like a PlayStation 2 game, you know, like the PlayStation. It was the PlayStation 2 or 3? It was 3.
2.
It is 2? Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, 2. And it was fine. It was fun. Yeah. Yeah, I know, right? Like, I'm like, I can't remember.
It was too, because I played it. I'm pretty sure I completed that game. And I played it a lot, and I didn't have a PlayStation 3 really. Mm. I did for a second, so it had to be PlayStation 2.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I skipped Grand Theft Auto 4 completely. Gotcha. I never played Grand Theft Auto 4.
Gotcha. All right. Well, there you go. There you go. So, well, that's what I've been playing. So this is now how this works, Verlaine. It's your turn. So,
all right. Well, you've been playing a game of the past, and so have I, because we announced that, Xbox announced that Star Wars Episode 3 was backwards compatible.
I saw you playing that. Yeah.
So
yeah.
I started playing it, and I mean, it's cool. It's fun. I like it because, like, whenever I do get like a spare second, if I'm going to be like eating in front of the TV, I'm currently watching episode 2, like just in pieces. Cause once I'm done eating it, I turn it off. And I'm playing through it, and I may be wrong, but I'm going to pretend that I'm not, cause I'm almost sure that I am right. But this game is one of the games. It came out before the movie came out, I think, because I want to say, because the clips, like, they use clips directly from the movie. Yeah. And while you're playing the game, it's not exact, like the way that you beat Dooku isn't exact. They don't show the beheading and stuff like that, but they use the clips. And one of the games, I know, the clips that they used were exclusive, like the movie didn't come out yet. So it was kind of like a way to get you to. Either way, it plays through the game, through the movie very well. And something I never realized, maybe it's because it wasn't on the GameCube version, because that's when I played the game. It was actually on GameCube. Mm. There's a co-op mode, but there's also a versus mode. But also you can play versus the computer.
Okay.
And it's Jedi versus Jedi. And I didn't know that. And then I was looking into, there's also a thing inside the settings for codes. So I looked for the codes and I put in the code to unlock all the Jedi. And I did one more of the codes. And you can be like, I unlocked all the Jedi. So you can actually have a Jedi versus Jedi fight, kind of like how Battlefront 2 does with the heroes. It's pretty sweet. I didn't know that it even existed.
That's cool.
And I
like that. Like you, I mean, you haven't played a game in years, right? Like you haven't played it in probably what, 20 years, whatever it is, 15 years. And like, you go back to it and realize that you didn't get everything out of it. That's kind of cool. That's
not a good at film. All. Yeah. It's cool. And so while I was doing that, I also played the Until You Fall. And usually when I play that game, I do stream it on Twitch. So if you do follow us, you'll get these weird pop-ups. Like, that's just me playing this game. Like, whatever. Watch if you want. Yes. Right. Yeah. And whatever, that's just like right now, that's like Beat Saber is used to be for me. It's like kind of like exercise.
Oh, I'm sorry. Can I say that I played Beat Saber on the Oculus Quest 2? So
yeah, it's cool, right?
It's awesome.
Yeah.
I forgot about that one.
I was looking through Game Pass and they just activated the cloud.
Mm.
So I tried out the fucking cloud, dude, and let me tell you, it fucking works. So right now I'm playing games. Now I haven't played. That's why I asked you earlier about your internet. Like, I want to play a multiplayer game that's using it, because right now I've only played single player games.
Single player games.
They work perfectly.
I can try.
Zero load time. So essentially, like, I've got a next gen console right now. Zero load times. There's one game, it took like a second or something to load. So I played two games. XO1, first of all, just came out. Game Pass, you get the, like, now there's another icon. It'll have a cloud. So you could, if you do that. So a lot of games are turning into the cloud. So we can play games now, which is amazing too, because my shit's full. So if you were to ask me to, I have to delete stuff to add stuff, but not anymore. If you pick a game that's on the cloud, dude, we could play, like, I think Halo is now on the cloud, the new one.
Cool.
Like, Back 4 Blood is on the cloud. So we don't have to download them anymore. We could just decide to play them. So I played this game called XO1. Dude, it's, you should try it out. It's cool. It's very serene. There's not a lot to do. It's a very, you're like some weird ball that can turn into like a glider, and a space crew from Earth got lost or something somewhere in Jupiter. It's just really weird. you just traverse the land of these different planets.
Okay. I actually looked at this.
Yeah, it's cool. It's not even like later. Yeah, it's not even boring. Like it's, I mean, like I'm into stuff like that. Like, you know, when I played Farpoint, I think on VR, the game that's kind of like Halo, like the first time I played it, I wasn't even fighting. I was just looking like amazed at being on another planet. That's how I am. So this game is pretty sweet. I mean, I will never finish it. But it's very like, it doesn't tell you anything. You have to figure it out as you're going. Like for a while I was going the wrong way. I didn't even know it. That was cool. And then I played this game called My Friend is Pedro. And at first,
oh yeah, I've seen that.
I was playing this game and it's like, it's, you know, the banana is like a figment of your imagination. And I'm playing this game and like going through like normal, like it's a side scroller, but you go through the tutorial, like push A to jump. And then it's like, you know, you could bounce off walls, like, you know, wall bounce or whatever.
Sure.
And you do it. And the graphics are like, what? Like your dude like flips around all awkwardly, like two dimensionally, but you're not a two dimensional character. So I was kind of like off put by that. Hmm. But then you start learning, you have bullet time and you get weapons. And you start being able to use both hands at different enemies. And wow, dude, wow. This game, you got to play this game, dude. It's all about, like, it becomes a game about just finesse and, like, killing them awesomely. Like, you're going up against a gang of, like, elderly gangsters. Like, they're all, like, old dudes, but everybody has guns. So like you can, you know, just jump in the middle of dudes and you can dodge and spin in bullet time. And I don't think the bullet time even runs out. And it's just, it turns into a really cool game and it's bloody.
I'm cool.
So yeah, it's cool. It's a cool little game. It started out stupid, but I'm glad I gave it a chance. Cause now it is, it's like, you want to try to finish the level without getting hit. Every time you finish it, it'll give you a highlight, like the coolest thing that you did in that level. Like if you kill like four dudes by just sitting there shooting them and spinning around in place, like it's cool. And that again is also on Game Pass, so if you have Game Pass, anybody, like it's essentially free. Mm-hmm. So yeah, all in all, what you guys have to get out of that little spiel of mine was that the fucking cloud is amazing right now. At least when you're using it on an Xbox One, it will be turning your Xbox One into a Series X right now. Especially, I mean, if you're streaming games and not really like your system's not doing too much processing, I mean, the graphics that I'm seeing in these games could be the X or S graphics. I don't know yet. Mm-hmm. But I mean, it's amazing right now. It's amazing. Like even even for what it is right now, it doesn't work on mobile for me, at least. I haven't tried it on my PC yet, but wow. Like it's cool, man.
Okay.
Yeah, totally.
All right. Yeah, dude, I'm totally going to check that out. That's awesome. All right. Anything else? That's it?
No, I'm good.
All right. Well, real quick, the retro reboot this week that Mike does a retro review of a video game. And he's been doing the classics lately. Obviously, you know, last week he did. Was that? Oh, yeah. Wait, that was. Was that last week that he did? Hold on. I'm an idiot. I was going to say something else. Yeah, that's right. He did Ultimate Mortal Kombat 3. That's right. Yeah, last week. So, but this week, yeah, he's doing another classic. He is going to do Rampage for the NES.
The old one.
The original. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is funny because like that's probably the first game that I binged played when I was a kid.
Oh yeah, dude. I played that game till like level, I don't even know. It doesn't end.
I don't think it does end.
We might have
ended it. I remember doing
high,
it.
If so, it's a high number.
Yeah, it's a really high
number. I did the same
thing. We played it for hours.
And it was so accurate to the arcade though, for being a Nintendo game. It was very like, yeah.
Yeah. So no, that's cool. Good. Good. I'm glad you know about it too. I could hear the theme song in my head. Like it just plays over and over and over again. But yeah, that's what. So look for that on Tuesday. He'll put it out between noon and 1 o'clock. So please look for that. GameFixShow.com. Don't forget about all the other articles as well. So lots of stuff, lots of reasons to go check out the website. So, okay. We got to get into this. I want to do it first just because I want to stop talking about it. But we have to talk about it. And that is Activision Blizzard and the shit that's been going down lately. Well, to if you guys don't know what happened this past week, we'll bring you to speed here. So turns out that the CEO of Activision, Bobby Kotick, an all-around great guy, said that he was aware of all of the harassment, sexual harassment, and everything that was going on in the walls, and he did nothing about it. He knew all along, and because of that, there's been a few things that have been going down. Right now, the Activision Blizzard shareholders, that group, which is probably, if you ask me, one of the most powerful groups when it comes to a business, right? Shareholders is what you,
yeah.
if you're not familiar, you know, like that is like the most important thing.
They're well, the shareholders.
The shareholders, that group of them demands that Bobby Kotick removed from Activision. So like that's huge right there. After that, because all the employees heard about it, about 150 staff walked out after this report. This is crazy. Which they did. They walked out. They did their thing. But has he been fired yet? Well, we haven't heard that. So, but not to mention, there's something else. Not only that, but even PlayStation's boss, Jim Ryan, expressed his disappointment. So he kind of called him out, like saying, like get your shit together, pretty much.
Didn't the Xbox guy do it too?
I think you're right. Yeah, he did. I did hear about that. This is a mess. I think bottom line is that Kotick needs to go. He just needs to go. When it comes to stuff like this, especially nowadays, and you know how it goes, it's just like you can't get past this. You know what I mean? Like no one's gonna be like, it was in the past. Like, no, it was in the past, and that's the problem. So, but moving forward, hopefully he does step down, or at least get, which probably won't happen.
That's the thing. It's up to him right now. Like, so if he, I'm pretty sure that if he doesn't want to leave, kind of like the president of our own country, if he doesn't want to leave, he doesn't really have to. Like, he's not going to get fired. No one's going to make him leave. The only way that he can leave now is if there's a lawsuit. So now, if all these people are like, even the shareholders are like, you have to step down because they have to. He has to step down. They can't get rid of him. It's gonna. He's either A, staying there on purpose to just take the whole company down. The longer he stays, the more of a blemish they have. Yeah. And they're gonna have to open up some sort of fucking case and directly tie his ignorance or his playing ignorant to the whole thing kind of as fuel for the fire and responsible for it, therefore getting him the fuck out. But yeah, right now they're kind of screwed. Like if they're working for this company, like people working for the company, like they've got decisions to make because the longer they stay there, I mean, seriously, like really think about it realistically, all the smart people may be leaving, even if they're not smart, they're leaving and they're filling the jobs that are wanted everywhere else. And if you're just going to hang around to see what happens, like, only bad stuff is going to happen right now. That's it. There's nothing good. Even if he leaves, it's not like it's all gone.
Yeah. The other news that came out during this week was we found out that the Blizzard co-head, Jen O'Neill, that stepped down back in early November, they pretty much figured out and they announced that she was getting paid way less than her male counterpart prior to resigning. So like it's a big problem. It's a big problem and they need to do something about that. I hate that. Honestly, I'm all about like equal pay and that like there's, no reason she can't do the job that some guy can do. You know what I mean? So like
tenure does should look. That's why she left, and that's something that, especially in this situation, like you just do that. You don't do anything that's going to be any kind of controversy. You just pay her what you were paying him flat out. But realistically, if the guy
you would have avoided it, you would have avoided the whole situation.
Right. If the guy before her was there for 10 years and like as long as she starts out at what they started him out at, because he could, tenure does matter in a.
Yeah. But I think it's different when it comes to executives, you know, like for you and I, we get a job and we're like, oh, I hope I can get a raise or I hope I can get a promotion.
The longer you stay, like, the more value.
They're not getting promotions. It's a contract thing. It's like so I don't know. Like I feel bad, but you know, that's
at least
it's revealing. Yeah. Yeah.
And she did it a nice way because she didn't leave immediately telling people. She probably got hounded so much to tell why, and then she told why.
Yeah. So you can't blame her. It sucks, but that's the reality.
And why would they do it? Like, of all the shit they're in right now, they do that. They do that.
Wow. Because they're fucked up. Because they think that nothing can touch them. They think that it's just, you know, that's not the case because it's happening. Actually, I have an update that happened actually today. It was announced that apparently they had a interview with Kotick and he said that he was quote unquote considering quitting.
I'm considering.
He goes, apparently he won't quit until he's trying to make the culture better again, if you will, and he's going to try to do that
before he quits.
Well, to prove that he doesn't need to quit.
No, it doesn't matter what happens.
Nope.
He is the core. Like,
yep,
it's stupid.
See, shit rolls downhill. That's how it works. So, and he's the top of the mountain.
Yeah.
Time to step down, man. I mean, it's kind of sad. It's kind of sad. But yeah, no, it's the reality. It's the reality of the whole situation, and it sucks. It sucks. Yeah, he said, here, this is the actual quote. He goes, last week was subject to staff walkouts, shareholders for his resignation. Reportedly said that he will consider leaving the company. He says, Activision CEO Bobby Kotick will consider quitting. And if he can't fix the company's culture, that's how he said it. I will consider quitting if I can't fix it. He's not going to be able to fix it. Bottom line, right?
Yeah.
It's already too late. You can pass go. You don't collect $100, $200, whatever it's called. This is a big thing, and I think a lot of gamers need to understand that, because when it comes to like Blizzard games, you know what I mean, like they're usually pretty good, pretty right on, and like really exciting when you know what's coming out. But then it's just like it puts a big cloud over their company and over like the gamer's head, really, because it's almost like, you know, the joke's on us, right? It's just like, you know,
it just gets to their head, goes to their head being so good. They know they're good.
Yeah.
Sucks. You know,
stupid, stupid, stupid. Rich people are dumb. I'm sorry. I said it.
I mean, yeah, I guess kind of, except for they're rich.
Just like the rich people over at Star Citizen. I love talking about Star Citizen. For the mere fact of the numbers that they have accumulated throughout the years, which, by the way, the game has been in active development for over a decade. But so far, are you ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
Star Citizen has raised $400 million for a game that is technically not finished.
And nobody questions it. They'll fork over $100.
I think people question it, but like, yeah.
I mean, after all this time, like if people are paying all this amount for land and shit and they're like, well, we're not getting any kind of better game, like $400 million. Like even if you took half of that and let the developers splurge on half a billion, $250 million, another quarter, right?
Yeah.
$250 million. $250 million should make your game the best game on earth.
I mean, you would think
it should have VR capabilities and like real value. Like people should be able to like visit your land in VR or something.
I agree.
That'd be awesome, dude. Make airports on Earth like VR. You just go to someone's planet like that they actually own. Shit, could be worth it.
Might be worth it. There's those apps that you're like, you could buy virtual land, and it's like, well, okay, why? So maybe with a video game that kind of makes it a little more appealing.
Yeah, I don't know. If it was like a developer's address, like we used to connect back in the day, you had to like have a phone number and you connected. But if it was like VR and you just have to know the seed, but it's an actual like server of a developer, so like they could have all these sweet ass games and the only way to play them is like by going to their VR world, which is like an amusement park, and so it'd be all proprietary shit. Like they have their you know what, let's do this.
It's a cool let's do this, let's roll this out tonight. We'll do it tonight. This is that's a lot of money, man.
Yeah, they break records for that shit too. Like how much people have spent on land exist.
In ships.
Yeah,
they're spending like $30,000 on a virtual ship. Really? It doesn't make any sense to me. It makes zero sense to me.
No, it's just like it's like jewelry for men right now.
Yeah, a little bit. I guess I see what you're saying. I mean, there is jewelry for men. Let's be
yeah, let's be I guess so.
But I see what you're saying.
Men don't do that. Men, I think
they don't call it jewelry.
We don't. It's not the same thing.
Yeah,
it's not the same. We don't see it as like exchanging money.
You're a man. You should go work at Activision.
If I wear a ring, it's not because I'm not wearing a ring saying, look, I have $100,000 on my finger. I'm saying, hey, look, this cool ring I bought.
Yeah.
That's what I'm getting at. Like people that buy ships in this game are just more like, hey, look at me. Look what I just wasted my fucking money on. Like they know that if they wanted to, they could probably sell it in game and get their money back. So it's more like they're just exchanging their money. Like it's like a like in storage right now. Just like jewelry, when you're done with it, you can always go cash it in for the value. You know what I'm saying? You're just trading money.
I mean, it's just like, you know, if you bought a ship on Star Citizen, maybe you put it in a used car lot, you know, or a used ship lot or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, how does that even work? And sell it. Yeah.
Go buy people's ships and then have a used lot.
What? Hey, dude, what do you do for a living? Well, I flip ships on Star Citizen.
Star Citizen.
That's pretty much what it is. That's so funny. Like, yeah, I don't know. That is the nerdiest thing. I'm sorry. I'm a huge nerd, and I totally admit it. But wow, I can't even fathom that much nerdiness. I can't. It's just too much. It's like no
nerdosity.
Go Star Citizen. Good luck. Make another 400 million. Why not? Right before the game. I say before the game is like completely released, but they're never going to do that. Right. They're making so much money. They don't need to do that.
I would spend real money on a VR game like that, but it would have to be straight up VR, straight up proprietary, like Stars, not like Stars, like Second Life. Like it would mean something. Like somebody can't just like fucking steal my stuff.
Right.
You know, but if it was VR and it was like digital, like maybe, oh, look, I have a cool, like, look at the stereo I bought in real money, but it's VR. You can come in my house and play VR Atari and VR. Hey, take out my VR system in my VR world. VR in VR.
VR. Ooh, that's like breaking the fourth wall with the fourth wall. You're like Deadpool. You're like the Deadpool of video games. That's what you are. Yeah, I don't know. Whatever. The Deadpool, I guess I could just segue into this, of the first weekend of Battlefield 2042, is now one of the worst review games in Steam history. We mentioned it last week that they had a really rough weekend. Their first weekend, it was buggy, it was just terrible. And now it is the worst reviewed game at this point. But obviously, you know how this works. Gamers just get upset because it's not what they asked for, not what they wanted. So they just completely but negative reviews. But then eventually, once they finally figure it out, then the reviews will kind of like turn back. But for now, it's a terrible reviews. Were you on this and have you bought?
No, I mean, like, I don't, I'm curious as to what people's main problem with the game are. I mean, it's Battlefield. It's, they've done it for the past 2 years.
It's buggy. It's terribly buggy. Waiting for a game to begin. It's terrible. It was a really bad kickoff week for them.
So I think
right now there's more people playing the Halo. The multiplayer beta, you know, than this game. Like, not even a competition. Like, not even close. It's. I mean, I get it. It's Halo, but you know.
So there's these. So I'm thinking, like, you got this game that's buggy. You got a game like Aliens that is, you know, it's out on Xbox. It's out on next gen and current gen. But as far as I know, current gen from us playing and everybody we know, it's buggy. But not really, like, you don't hear the next gen people. But then you have also, like, you know, The Avengers, which is, you know, on current gen and it's buggy.
Yeah.
But it's all, and even Back for Blood on current gen and stuff that I've played, it's buggy and it's not getting all the reviews.
Sure.
What if? Because what's happening in this generation of video games, it didn't happen last generation, is that they are now making games for both consoles.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're not porting it. They're not taking when this current gen, when Xbox One came out, they were more porting it to Xbox 360, or 360 was made and it is kind of ported upwards. Now they're making a game and they're trying to make one game work on two consoles, which by our terms is trying to make it work with two generations. That's like making a game that's supposed to work equally as well on 360 as it does on Xbox One without porting it at all, keeping it one game. What if that's fucking going on and nobody, because nobody owns both or nobody's really playing both versions, nobody's just catching on to this. Like, that's why this is happening. You got games that have been made by professional developers who make good fucking games all the time, yet shit is coming out right now.
Yeah.
And that's the only common denominator, is that by default, even if it's in the Xbox family, we are getting games built in crossplay. There is no ported game. It's just fucking, like, even this Infinite beta and all the, and what's going on too is, like, I don't know, maybe all the reviewers and shit that have a voice have the next gen, so they're not playing it on the old gen anymore. So they'd never know things like, can't beat the last level of Aliens at all, because anyone who's anyone has a next gen and they're only reviewing on that. But that's all I can think of, is they're fucking up because of that. Yeah. This is the time where they got to just say, fuck it, like they did with Xbox 360. Either port it, get a company to port it over, or just, hey, we're done. Everything comes to an end. Xbox One, you know, your time has come. And it has.
Yeah.
You know, they're just trying to squeeze money maybe out of the Xbox One, One X.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's probably true, though.
It's sad. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, these games, like, I mean, maybe the game really on every version. I mean, Steam, they are complaining about it, but still, like, that's a game that's probably to start off with crossplay. And games used to not be made with crossplay in mind, and now they are.
Yes.
Maybe, dude, I would rather not have crossplay, dude. It hasn't made any difference. It's actually hindered a lot of shit, made games kind of bad. Overwatch sucks.
Yeah, like, I'm fine with crossplay, the idea of it, but yeah, it doesn't really help anything. I'm with you on that. But yeah, I don't know.
It's like, why is my game buggy? I don't know. Outside of having a PlayStation and an Xbox sharing servers, now you have PCs, which every single one of them is like a fucking snowflake. They're all different. Come on, man.
Well, that's the problem, or maybe that is the good thing about being part of the what do they call them themselves, the ultimate,
the piece, the master race.
Master race, that's what it is. What a bunch of assholes. Whatever. But yeah, that, yeah. Good luck, Battlefield. You're gonna need it after that week. Yeah, I don't know how they're gonna come back from that, but crazier things have happened. So, and then plus, what's going on? I guess it's EA. Never mind.
Yeah, well, Activision, like, you would think that that would have kind of like made their sales better by default. People just saying, I'm not gonna play Call of Duty, I'll go to Battlefield, but then they go to Battlefield and like, oh, yikes. Like me, when I was like, fuck Overwatch, I'll play fucking Paladins, fuck it. And I got the Paladins and I was like, oh man, no, I'd rather just play nothing.
I would rather play nothing at all. Yeah, it's probably better anyway. So, okay. So I got some good news. Maybe not good news.
There goes my smile.
Yeah, it's good news. Sure. I'll call it good news.
How groovy is this, man? Spooky Island finally came through with its all-you-can-eat deal. And there's nobody I'd rather gorge myself with than you, Scooby-Doo.
Okay, that was Matthew Lillard, as you might know. And it turns out that Matthew Lillard, which, by the way, we haven't really seen much of Matthew Lillard since his terrible portrayal of Shaggy. Actually, not terrible. It was fine, whatever, but... But it turns out it was just announced that Matthew Lillard is voicing Shaggy for WB's new Multiverses game, which is cool.
Why not?
That's fun, right? Like, I think that's you got to have names nowadays, you know what I mean, to give it like legitimacy. I think that's a good one.
They've got a lot of people reprising. Like Kevin Conroy is doing Batman.
Yep.
The girl, not. So there's two Harley Quinn voices. There's like a newer one. That girl is doing
Tara Strong.
Yeah, she's doing the. And then there's some other ones that are reprising their role. Look, this game looks fucking sweet. Like,
it does look fun, right?
The graphics are cool. Like, I don't like Smash Brothers, so that's the only thing this game has against it right now. But, I mean, it looks like it can fucking work.
Yeah.
Like, completely. I like to see when the characters that they start adding, like
there's so many characters you can add.
WB has they have, I mean, shit,
like let's bring in the Animaniacs, let's bring in fuck it, we'll bring in Tiny Toons just for the fun of it.
They could do all of it.
I would love the Animaniacs. I think that'd be awesome if they were like one character. It wasn't, you don't choose between Yakko, Wakko, and Dot. You're all three. Yeah. I don't know. Something, who knows? I mean, there's so much, but we finally got a Shaggy in a fighting game. So
I like how they're
how are they gonna get to do it?
They have a tag team specific mode. So like certain moves are actually like tag specific. So like when you do different combos and play two versus two.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm down. Pennywise,
yeah,
the band.
The band or the movie?
They could put all those horror movies, because we same discussion with like, who are they going to put in Mortal Kombat? You know, you put in fucking Jason Voorhees.
The Incredibles, right? WB?
No, that's Disney.
That's Disney.
Pixar. Right.
That would be cool. I would have been cool with that.
The Incredibles.
Yeah.
Incredibles.
Yeah. It looks good. I'm really interested. Multiversus, as they're calling it, as they call it. So
I'm surprised PlayStation never did All Stars 2, man. That was so good. They want to do something cool, like, come on.
We're waiting on it. Maybe that's the next one. You have Boone, obviously. He's a little troll when it comes to online. So, and he's said it before that it could be, but you never know.
Yeah.
You never know until they actually announce it. Yeah. So. So let's get into the Xbox news about backwards compatibility. Okay. Now this is kind of a bad news. Okay. Obviously, the latest was that they added 70 plus titles, which we kind of went over last week, which was awesome. But they also announced that it will be the final edition of backwards compatibility ever.
Technically.
So there, it looks like they're just kind of, you know, drawing it back. That's too bad, because obviously, you know, we've really enjoyed backwards compatibility for a long time, you know, when it comes to Xbox. But, you know, now that the next gen is going, and they're probably like, well, we can make more money if we re-release them on the next gen, you know, they're kind of taking a page out of PlayStation, right? out of their playbook. That's what it seems like, because that's kind of what PlayStation does. They don't have anything like a backwards compatibility.
Yeah.
They just resell games.
Yeah.
People buy them.
I just think they can't. They just can't. Like, eventually they would run out of games. Like, even if it was every game that they flipped once a Switch and every game was backwards compatible, like, at that point, then they would say the same thing. They'd be like, okay, well, we're done. Everything's backwards compatible that can be. And that's the issue, is like, they can't get rights, because people, like, if a company is dissolved, they would have to actually probably spend more money than it'd be worth to acquire. Yeah, you know what probably. I'm saying? And if those people were like, nah, I don't want this or whatever. Like, so I get it. It sucks that there's a lot of games that people would want backward compatible. But I mean, the fact is they reached their limit right now. So they're not going to be putting any more updates. So I don't think that's a bad thing, because right now every game that they put out is going to end up backwards compatible forever.
Probably right. Yeah, you're probably right.
So, like, it's not like they're going to keep doing backward compatible. They're just not adding to that list of those Xbox and Xbox 360 games. It's too far back. It's probably not worth it, because, like, look at PlayStation. Even if they were like, all right, look, PlayStation 2 games backwards compatible, what the fuck use does that have for me? Because I got rid of most of my games. There is no digital back then. Like, it was very rare to have digital games that were not arcade games. And usually the arcade games were like smaller versions from smaller companies. Yeah. So, it was just, I don't know. There's only like a couple games that I wish would have made the list so I could just get rid of my Xbox 360 altogether. But whatever it is.
Let me guess. Ninja Turtles.
Ninja fucking Turtles, dude. Yeah. But that was one of the Xbox arcade games.
Yeah.
But I'm cool. Like, whatever. And my Xbox One's still set up. So, yeah. I mean, and it's the truest form right there.
Yeah, totally.
Like, using that console. So.
Well, you can read about all the information about this subject as far as backwards compatibility on the website gamefixshow.com. So, yeah, there you go.
Still, buying an Xbox and getting all that backwards compatibility is still like worth it.
Oh yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Also on the website, Mike posted this as well. It's a the new Dragon Ball game called The Breakers was just announced. I would never play that game.
What kind of game is it?
I don't know. It's a mobile game. Japanime game. That's what it is. I don't know. It doesn't. It's not my cup of tea. But if you want, if it is yours, that's awesome. Do what you got to do. You can check out that article on our website, gamefixshow.com. So, yeah, the actual announcement trailer is right there, and you'll get 2 minutes and 49 seconds of pure Dragon Ball bliss, or whatever it is.
Dragon nuts.
So it is Thanksgiving this Thursday, and then this Friday is Black Friday, so I got some Black Friday deals. But before we do that, I gotta ask you, Verlaine, what's your idea of a perfect Thanksgiving meal? Give me 5 things right off the top of your head. Go.
Turkey, stuffing, mashed potatoes. Does gravy count?
No.
All right, biscuits and pumpkin pie.
Oh, okay. Good. No, that's good. That's good. I would go with turkey, mashed potatoes for sure. I think mashed potatoes might be in front of turkey for me. I go the cranberry sauce in the can. The gelatin cranberry sauce. That's the best I gotta have that. What else do I gotta have? The yams, the sweet yams,
sweet potato.
Like those are good. I'm into that. And you know what? I will say as well. A pumpkin pie is definitely up there for me. So yeah, okay. That's all. I just wanted to see what you. there was no rhyme or reason, you know, about it. So, but if you're in the chat room, let us know what your top five is. That's what I'd like. Here. So, all right. So let's get into some, just a couple of, Black Friday deals. And we're going to start out with this one. Just in time for Black Friday sales, Cyberpunk 2077 back down to $9.99.
Should be down to $4.
Come on. I bought it for 10 because I was like, oh, okay. $10, yeah, that's worth it. And I played it for a few hours, so I got my money's worth. That was good. That was good for me. I beat it, ish, whatever it's called.
Beatish.
Beat it. Beatish. Ew. You can also there are some really good deals on Walmart, also Amazon for some SSD. Storage for your PlayStation 5. And yeah, you should definitely, if you're in the market for that, right now they're looking at things over 20% off at this point. But just look for Black Friday because there might be even bigger deals for that. So please be, I would imagine they probably won't sell out of stuff like that. So it'll probably be available if you're in the market for it. That's what other than that, the other one, last one I have is 3 months of Xbox Game Pass Ultimate for $25, which is a decent deal.
Yeah, it's usually $15 a month.
Yeah, yeah. So you should, if you have Game Pass, this is something you should take advantage of for sure. Can I buy like multiple ones and then?
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know.
Maybe. So go check that out. Obviously, I would imagine just go on your Xbox and download. It's Target. Check out Target. Yeah, 3 months. Yeah, that's it. That's a great deal. Yeah.
Three months,
$25. Yeah, I'm probably gonna do that too. So go get it. You deserve it. You deserve it.
Thanks. So.
Aw, that's cool. All right. Well, that's about all I have. Wait, you know what? I do have one more. Mike put an article out. You should check this one out as well. King of Fighters 15 open beta test begins. So if you're into King of Fighters, I don't know. Are you?
I am.
You are into King of Fighters.
I'm into Fatal Fury.
Okay.
And I guess I'm into King of Fighters. I don't know the difference between them. I played all of them like via emulators and stuff.
Gotcha.
I love Mark of the Wolves. So yeah, as long as Terry's in it, I'm game.
Yeah, it's a PlayStation only. I think it's an exclusive, right? No, it's not. I'm sorry.
Just the beta, maybe.
Yeah, it's just the beta on PlayStation right now. And it runs till tomorrow. So you got yeah, that's it.
Wait, so we gotta go back. Mike just posted in the chat room that Dragon Ball game is Dead by Daylight with Dragon Ball characters.
Oh, that's what the gameplay is. I was watching the gameplay and I was like, I couldn't tell, but okay.
That's like if you put Street Fighter in that kind of game, like what the fuck? Dude, that's so weird. I mean, cool, man. I guess cool. All right. Yeah.
I guess cool. Yeah. But if you're into it, go check it out. GameFixShow.com. You could, jump on in. Jump on in. All right. Well, that's all I have for video games. You got anything else?
No. Bloop, bloop.
Kind of a short week. You know, obviously it's a Thanksgiving week, so we're just gonna do that. So, all right, you ready to get a couple of movie stuff?
Thanks.
Real quick, yeah. Apparently the cast of Harry Potter is reuniting for a 20th anniversary special on HBO Max, January 1st. New Year's Day.
Sans Snape.
Obviously. Because he's dead. But yeah, so go check out Harry Potter and the Gang. Yeah. So they're saying fans can expect Daniel Radcliffe, Rupert Grint, Emma Watson, Ralph Fiennes, Gary Oldman, and a couple of other special people. So there you go, HBO Max 20th anniversary special. Like, is it a movie or like what? Are they just sitting down as actors? That's what if that's what it is, maybe. I don't want to watch it.
Maybe they're just like critiquing and just like, yeah. Hey, how's it going?
It's like a watch party. They watch the Harry Potter with us.
That'd be lame.
That would be super lame. That would be incredibly lame. Yeah. See any good movies, by the way? I saw Bond. I saw the new Bond. It's
good.
I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it a lot. Yeah.
All right.
It's a very unexpected ending. I'll just leave it at that.
That could be anything, man. Galactus could show up.
I'll tell you this. It has never happened in a James Bond film movie.
Okay. Zoe dies.
You're going to have to see it.
Oh, no. I got to see it now.
Oh, no. Yeah. No, it was good. I really dug it. It's cool. I want to see the new Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
That looks apparently it's getting pretty good reviews. So I'm in.
Dude, did you see Hugh Jackman's review? He came out of the theater and did like his own, like a solo video. He was just like, I went in there with high expectations and it was even better. He's like, it's the best movie I've ever seen. Hands down, ever, ever, ever. Like he fucking like, it was crazy.
They say it's like a ride the entire time. Like it's like get ready because it's like I've been told that it's like they made the movie like for the fans. You know what I mean? So it's like everything we kind of wanted.
Yeah,
all wrapped up in one
movie. It's like just a real
story. And of course the sexiest man in the world right now is Paul Rudd. Me. So he's. I did ask my wife. I was like, is that legit? Is he sexy? She's like, oh yeah. And I'm like, oh, okay. So there you go. I was like, only because he hasn't aged. Like seriously, the picture that like a brand new picture right now, it might as well be a promo for Clueless. It's like the same thing.
Clueless is sweet. I'm going to watch that Home Sweet Home Alone. And the 8-Bit Christmas comes out on Thanksgiving.
Oh yeah.
So that's I'll cool. watch that too.
Yeah, definitely.
So
yes,
out of Shang-Chi was the last movie I saw.
Yeah.
Outside of episode 2,
yeah, which is really good. I liked it. Did you really like it? Like, it was good.
Oh, for sure. I did like it. It was a good movie. Like it fit into what I wanted it to be. I knew Black Widow won't be that phase 4 movie that'll be like, whoa, nice start to the phase. It's not gonna be like this was a good one.
And then I sent you a video before the show started and I wanted to talk to you about this. We can end it on this conversation. Spider-Man No Way Home, we got a better trailer obviously, and kind of leaking out is like other trailers that we haven't really seen before. And a lot of stuff that we haven't seen in like, was like in the original trailer or anything else that they've shown. Dude, both all there's going to be 3 Spider-Man, right? Right. Here's my thought. If they're going to have the villains in the old movies, why wouldn't they have the heroes? No.
Right. No. I think you're right, but it's not. I don't think the movie's based on that. Like, I'm firmly believing that it's going to be like the last part of the movie. We're going to see all of them, and that the movie's going to continue at that point.
Yeah.
Like it'll be like they're almost about to beat up Holland, Spider-Man, like kill him, and then all of a sudden, like Garfield and fucking Maguire will come in.
I heard it was obviously it was a just a, some secret. Shh, don't say anything. But they're saying that you'll see Andrew Garfield for 37 minutes in this movie.
37 minutes? That's like a third of the movie.
You damn right it is. So that's why I'm like, oh, okay. All right, let's go. Let's do this. So no, and I'm excited. If that's true, that means we're not just going to get like the end of it with Spider-Man. We might get like throughout.
Right.
So that's cool.
Well, I mean, look, there's still a chance that they don't.
Yeah.
That they're just fucking, because they are emphasizing the fact that like for right now, he's only fighting villains who have died to Spider-Man, who've been killed by a Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm.
So he can't fight people like Venom and shit, you know, for some reason they're coming out. Like, I don't know. They could still play off that. And if that's the case, that doesn't necessarily mean Spider-Man is going to come, like more Spider-Man. But dude, I don't know. I'm on board because everybody is reprising their own roles. As far as everybody's saying, we've got, one, two, three, Electric, Goblin, Sandman,
Electro.
Yeah. I was just because of the lightning, Sandman, Electric. Goblin, Lizard,
Doc.
Octopus.
Yeah.
We need one more for the Sinister Six. It can't be Venom because they're making Venom too good. It could be Morbius, but Morbius might be. See, Morbius and Vulture, because Vulture's in the Morbius. And Vulture would fit in, mm-hmm. but Morbius isn't necessarily, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe he starts out as a bad guy, but yeah. I don't know, man. This could instead be turning into a normal Sinister Six. Like, they just pulled those villains into this world just to have villains for no other reason. Not to bring more Spider-Man, but to have villains. But I think we need Maguire because our universe needs a Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the Avengers need a Spider-Man.
Yeah. They get three of them. Here's three. The multiverse of madness. Is that what
it is? Yes.
Multiverse of madness. That is something I'm definitely looking forward to, but obviously this will be kind of like the prequel to that. So I'm strapped in, dude. I'm ready to do this. For a second, and I do mean for a second, it was like, okay, the Eternals. Still haven't seen it.
I don't really exist.
I don't really care, but yeah. I'll probably see it because apparently it opens up a lot for like the future of the MCU, so that's probably worth it.
Okay, so what are the chances that we see Loki in this movie? The new Spider-Man.
That would be amazing. It's funny. I haven't even thought of like past MCU characters.
Yeah.
You know, I've only thought about like Sony characters, you know? So I don't know. Yeah. I mean, are we going to get a Tony Stark?
What do you mean?
In multiverse.
Oh, yeah. Tony Stark, bring him back.
But it could be like played by somebody totally different.
Yeah.
You're like Tom Cruise. You love Tom Cruise.
Yeah, that'd be sweet.
I knew you'd say that. Yeah, that'd be sweet. but yeah. So I don't know. There's a lot to look forward to. Obviously, you know, with MCU trailer, Marvel trailers, they always like omit things that.
Oh yeah, on purpose.
You know what I mean? On purpose. Yeah. So like, there's stuff that we didn't get to see. I know there was one video I was watching, and it was the Lizard. What's his name? Is it Lizard?
It's Lizard.
It is Lizard. Okay. Yeah. He was like jumping, and he was like, and all of a sudden, like his head like went like that, like he got hit, but nothing hit him.
Hmm.
So there's some speculation that it was a Spider-Man that hit him, but which one is it? Is it gonna be? I don't know.
Maybe it was Predator.
Yeah,
cloaked.
Different universes, right? Why not? Like, just come on in. Ripley's like, I'm here. That'd be cool.
All of a sudden, Hugh Grant comes down.
Why? Like, go away.
I'm Hugh Grant from that one movie.
How about I'm TV's Patrick Duffy.
Patrick Duffy.
Remember, it was like the leg of that like abominable monster in South Park, like in season one.
Yeah,
that's old school right there.
Hell yeah. Right.
Well, that's all we have for you today. Unless you got something, anything else?
No, I'm good.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much for watching live. We appreciate it. Thank you for downloading the episode, because that helps us the most. So really, really, really appreciate that. So and check out our website, gamefixshow.com, as well as our social media. So you can follow, like, subscribe. We'd appreciate it. On top of that, our Patreon is up and running, and we'll be updating it probably either this month or next month. So look for that. And like I said, I guess we will be, this month, because of the voting. So you'll see that'll come in for the video game awards. Yes. The Game Fix video game awards. Let me just say that. So, all right. There's only one thing left to do, and yeah, you know what it is.
Oh shit. Here we go again.
It's your world. Pay attention. See ya.
I love you.
Adios, turd nuggets.
Hi, this is comedian and writer, and let's be honest, I do a lot of things. This is Dean Archipotis, the host of Whiskey Business, the podcast not so much about whiskey as it is one with whiskey. Yes, we drink and talk about whiskey, but we do so much more with so many interesting people. For example, we talk to comedians like Greg Warren.
You know, I don't want to brag, but let's just say I can walk into a Red Lobster and get whatever. You know, I think the pause right there is probably more important than the word.
Amazing athletes like boxing champion Buster Douglas.
When a fighter's down and he's looking for his mouthpiece instead of trying to get up.
That's when I knew it was over.
Yeah, right?
And yes, Bigfoot chasers.
Do you believe in Bigfoot? And if so, does he really eat beef jerky?
The Bigfoot thing is, people have seen these, and I've seen a lot of compelling evidence about it.
It's Whiskey Business with Dean Archipotis. Join us for what we call a good conversation with a good pour. You really can't ask for much more than that, can you, people? Check us out at WhiskeyBusinessPod.com, a proud member of the Evergreen Podcast Network.